T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, yeah. We're back, Marks and Reese, as the Phils had a disaster of a game yesterday, losing 2 of 3 in Florida to the Blue Jays. 76ers clinch the number one seed. And the Eagles, they have more mini camps there, Ike. Voluntary spring workouts, phase two, and veterans are expected to report when it begins tomorrow. And according to Les Bowen, he says, my understanding is that the new offense and with a new offense and defense to learn, veteran players will attend, with the emphasis being on learning, not the physical grind that the union is trying to minimize.
Yeah, and I was excited when I saw this. And listen, I know they won't be on the field, so it's probably going to be a lot more classroom work or what have you, but at least it's something. And maybe the union will loosen its reins over its players as to what they would like to see them doing versus what they wouldn't want them out there doing. The rookies were out there all around the league this past weekend. Didn't seem to have any major issues there. It's football, man. And spring football has been around forever. It is it's a much needed facet of the game. These players, they know about spring ball. They've been working out for years doing it this way. So to all of a sudden not be able to come together with your teammates and coaches this time of the year, it has to feel awkward to them.
Right.
Because we're creatures of habit. And we're, even if it's just for 3 days, 4 days, a weekend, doing OTAs or what have you, this is what we're used to doing. Getting together, reconvening, seeing everybody, getting a chance to build some camaraderie, being out there on the field, being in the classroom together. This idea of staying away all off season and showing up for training camp, I never bought into that. And listen, obviously, I'm a back the NFLPA, but I just always felt that this was hurting us as players, as much as they thought it was helping us from a physical standpoint. From a mental developing standpoint, this was hurting. This would have hurt the players this year.
Yep.
Just would have. And I said that from the beginning. So I'm happy to see that guys are going to be able to show up and their phase two is coming. But it seems like one guy won't probably be here.
Yes, Zach Ertz, and this is according to Jeff McClain. He tweets the following. Zach Ertz, understandably, wasn't one of the Eagles veterans to report today for the start of voluntary phase two, a source said. He isn't expected to report for the remainder of the offseason program or until his situation is resolved. Reed, he's traded or released. So I don't know what their end goal here is, the Eagles. I understand that they're trying to get some type of value and they're trying to get a draft pick. And I mean, at this point it's become laughable because it's the, oh, well, he's a valuable football player and we want this or we want that. And they're asking for a 2, then they would take a 3. And, like, teams are waiting, and one team in particular, the Colts, teams are waiting until they don't want to pay him $8.5 million on the final year of a contract. That's a lot for a guy whose skills have regressed, right? Mm-hmm. So they're waiting for the Eagles to do what they're going to have to do, which is what they should do, is release the player.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're, like, is this Howie saying, I don't want you to go to Indianapolis for nothing, so they're going to have to at very least give us a conditional draft pick, even if it's a 6th or 7th round draft pick? Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be here. You didn't want to give him a new contract. He's in the final year of a contract. He was a part of a Super Bowl champion and a very good part of your nucleus, an important part of your nucleus when you rebuilt the team It's just like, at this point, it's just like, release him and let him go.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this would have already been resolved by now. It doesn't seem like it's headed in the right direction, meaning that there's going to be some type of resolution where Zach is back here as an Eagle moving forward. He clearly, by this, now unless something changes, a lot of it has been speculation, right? Everybody just gives their opinion about what's going on. Bring him back. I would bring him back. And I've held steadfast in saying, if he doesn't want to be here, you can't bring him back. You're trying to build a new culture here with a new regime, new coaches, new leaders. Now, the only way you keep older guys around when that happens is if those guys are good locker room guys and they're buying in to what the organization is doing. Doesn't mean Zach isn't a good locker room guy, but he obviously isn't happy being an Eagle right now for whatever reason. He may feel disrespected. He may feel like he wants a new deal. He's not getting it. Whatever. He obviously doesn't feel like being an Eagle anymore. So to me, just go ahead and move on, right? I don't know if you're going to be – we're past the draft. What are you – I don't know what you're trying to trade him for now.
No,
I don't know what you're going to get.
And free agency money from his perspective is drying up. We just saw the Eagles sign somebody. So if they wait until post-June 1st, how much money is their team's going to have left to spend on Zach Ertz, right?
Well, the Eagles obviously aren't worried about that.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're not concerned with that. They would have cut him back in January if they were worried, just like the Texans cut J.J. Watt. To let him go to sign with somebody as a free agent, if the Eagles were worried about that, they would have cut Zach Ertz a long time ago.
So he could have went somewhere else, yeah. So then you have to ask yourself, well, I get it because you had said why wouldn't he want to be here because he feels disrespected, and it feels like that's what it is. It's like if you're not going to give me a new contract and everything else, then I want to be gone. Yeah. But I doubt he's going to make more money than the $8.5 million that he was set to make, and I wonder why the Eagles would even want to pay him that much money to be here. His cap number is over $10 million. So, I mean, like, are they really going to play hardball with him and say you can sit out or you can report?
No, they aren't.
Which is what most of the league believes as well.
Yes,
and they're just
exactly.
going to sit there and
yes.
wait, and they're not
yes.
going to trade.
Yes, that's why this is a wasted time. Like, how is this supposed to end? Like, what way is this supposed to end where everybody's happy? Somebody gets hurt in training camp, and they all of a sudden want Zach, and now they're offering a 6-round pick.
Oh, is
for
that
Zach
what
Ertz? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, what do you? I mean, Zach's end result is a new deal. So unless the Eagles are looking to give him a new deal, with
then move on.
Yeah, like
then move on.
Yeah, Zach's looking at it like, okay, well, guess what? I'll come in and get $8.5 million this year.
Yep.
And the Eagles, do you want to pay Zach Ertz $8.5 million this year? I don't know.
Maybe they do. I just like you had said, it's just that if the player doesn't want to be here and he's not in your future plans, which he's not, right? Like this is well documented. They realize that they're going to move on from him. Just move on from him. This isn't worth it. It's not worth the distraction. It's not. It's just not worth it. I mean,
no, you don't want a new head coach who wants to spend his press conferences breaking down Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, what the rookies look like. Like, the last thing Nick Sirianni wants to do is keep talking about guys who aren't here or who don't want to be here. Like, as an organization, you're supposed to look out for your head coach from that standpoint. Like, unless you feel like there's a way you're going to work this out with Zach, I don't understand the point behind all this. Like, only thing that can happen is that you fracture the relationship even more. The guy is a Eagles Hall of Famer. He's a Super Bowl champion. You drafted him. He's a multi-time Pro Bowler. Like, what are we doing
here?
He's
been a great Eagle.
Like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a comp to where this has happened before here, to where a guy didn't want to be here, final year of a contract, and they were like, "Oh no, we're gonna we're not trading you. We're trying to trade you. We're not gonna release you."
Mm-hmm.
Remember
they told Zach he could seek a trade.
Right. After they tried to trade him, then it came out that, oh, well, they told him he can seek a trade. Like, oh, that's nice. that he can seek a trade now. Like, they weren't already talking to other teams, and I'm sure other teams were interested.
Well, when they say you can seek a trade, that means if you know a team that wants you, then right. go see if they'll trade for you.
Right. No, I know. It almost feels like that they just kept putting more information out in an attempt to get the word out, like, oh, he's very much available. Mm-hmm. Right? And then during the draft, it was like, oh, well, he's going to be moved by
yeah,
the draft.
Remember that.
Oh,
he's going to be moved Zachary's by the gonna draft. Be traded this weekend. He's going to be traded by the end of his draft. Yeah, okay. Well, Zach must have heard all this stuff, too, I'm imagining.
Still here. And I love the reporting on it, because just doing a quick Google search to find the story that we were talking about, this is Zach Ertz is going to be traded by the end of the draft for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, that hasn't happened. Or the very vague, very good chance he will be traded or released. Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
I would say that's a very good.
Yeah, chance. I mean, if I'm thinking of two teams that probably want Zach, is Buffalo and Indy.
And by the way, as an Eagle fan, don't you want to see him go to a good spot and play well? I would like to see him go to Buffalo and get another. I mean, listen, he's got a couple years left to play before he retires, right? So like, give him a shot.
Yeah, I think Eagles fans are fine with Zach. This is the Eagles and Zach. The fans just want to know, is he on the team or is he not on the team?
Right.
Like the fan, like, yeah, this is, I haven't heard a lot of people upset at Zach about anything. I think people are just in the dark as to, is he here or is he not going to be here?
This is the NFL business, right? Like, just because a guy's under contract doesn't mean anything. Last year of a contract. Jack, you think he's back? Any chance?
No.
Or there's no chance
he's
back.
Yeah, there's
no chance. No chance he's back.
Then what are they doing?
No chance.
Do you think that they're trying to repair it? Or are they just trying to hold off as long as they can to try to squeeze something out of it?
What do you mean?
Well, try to squeeze a draft pick out of it. Because, I mean, there couldn't be any other reason.
They got 20 draft picks next year already. What, they want another seventh round pick? What are you getting? You're not getting anything that's worth anything.
I don't know.
They got 30 picks already next year.
Awesome. Just curious. Yeah, see what they did with those 11 picks this year.
Right. I'm just saying.
They're still trading out of picks.
Zach's not getting you anything more than a sixth-round pick, right?
No. No, I mean, if that. I feel like they would have already made the trade if someone offered him a sixth-round pick.
Is there any chance they make him show up or say, just stay home, and he sits out?
There shouldn't be.
No, because when you're – listen, as a player – he already knows that he already feels that the Eagles are putting the screws to him right now. They could have released him months ago. So he's going to show up to get his money. That's all you're going to be doing is giving him money. So you might as well release him.
And inviting a problem into the locker room, somebody that doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, I don't even know if he would necessarily be a problem in the locker room as much as he's not an asset to you. In other words, he's already 1 foot out the door. So it's not like he's about to buy all in to Nick Sirianni and what he's trying to do. Meanwhile, Dallas Goedert needs a new deal. He's going to be the featured tight end in the offense. Devontae Smith is here. Like, so you got all these other guys here. Zach is down on the pecking order as to him getting the football. So he's going to look at it like, I could be somewhere else. Even if I don't get a new deal this year, I could be somewhere else so I can at least increase my value to that team and they give me a new deal.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think he'd be necessarily, quote unquote, a problem in the locker room.
He's not going to be happy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be there, right? And everybody knows it. And there'll be energy of, I don't want to be there. And he'll have to answer questions about not wanting to be there or not, right? And we saw how that worked out last year. I mean, think about the press conference he had before the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Where he just poured his heart out about how he was feeling with the Eagles not extending him, right? So it's like, so you're gonna do that again? Like,
no, you won't get that again.
No, he'll be angry this time.
Yeah, you won't get the pouring of the heart out.
Mm. So we agree that this is just all about nothing, and he'll eventually get released. You would think
they should have released him months ago. Yep. You're not getting a trade. Like, what are you trading? I said this months ago. Trading for what? No team wants to give you anything for him.
That's pretty clear at this point, yes. That's pretty clear. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones with our buddy Wade in Chester. Wade.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Yes.
What's up, Wade?
Listen, man, I got a little Sixers and the Eagles. I want to take, I know y'all don't want to give me too much time. But
no, take your time.
on the Sixers, right, I've been sitting back all season. I never mentioned one word about them. One thing Brooklyn knows right now is that the Sixers don't have four or five people that can score in double figures. If you look at any game that's won in the NBA, whatever team has the more players in double figures, that's the team that wins. They know that Simmons, Ben Simmons is going to have 9 points on some nights. He'll have 16 or 17 on other nights. They know the Sixers can't beat them because they can't put that package together. Mm. And this is, and I'm telling you, Atlanta is the team that's most scarier to me. If everybody keeping the, ain't nobody paying attention to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Watch Atlanta come out of this thing. I'm talking about in the, not the finals, but I think Atlanta's going to go to the Eastern Conference Championship game with the Brooklyn Nets. Now,
hold on, whoa. You got the Hawks knocking off the Sixers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because of the package and that fact that they got six, seven
I need
guys
to see the package.
Four in double figures. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So
okay.
When you have that goes on to the scoreboard. You know, Ben Simmons is going to be a kid that we're going to be like, dude, we just got to move on. Because I already know how that movie's going to turn out.
Mm. I'd be shocked if they lost to the Hawks.
Okay, I would be too, but I'm just telling you, it just looks that way. You know all what right. I mean? But anyway, with Zach Ertz, from a business standpoint, I think what Howie is doing is Howie saying that we don't really have to move him anyway. They're already geared up to pay him the $8 million. Okay, so but if they can get a team like mm-hmm. that has a cornerback like a Stephon Gilmore or somebody and say, you know what? We'll trade you, you know, Stephon Gilmore for Zach Ertz and some money or a draft pick. I think Howie is using that as a piece, not as a draft pick, but as a piece to help him get what he's basically may not be able to get in this free agency or out here just signing guys and bringing them in. I think that might be the move for the Eagles at this point. But, you know, okay. other than that, I'm let it ride. I mean, I don't give a damn about Zach one way or another. If you ain't no Eagle, I don't care if you go to East Jablip and play football. I don't need you to do good there. I needed you to do good here. I needed your yak yards.
Well, what about then? What about he won a Super Bowl, Wade?
They all won a Super Bowl.
Wow.
They all won it. I mean, I love him. I mean, I like the fact that he caught the ball. But, I mean, what the hell? Everybody keeps saying Brandon Graham had the biggest play in the Super Bowl. No, he did not.
Yeah, he
if
did.
Defensively.
Who had no. Defensively, who had the biggest play in the Super Bowl was Malcolm Jenkins when he knocked Brandon Cooks out the damn game. Because with Brandon Cooks on that field, we probably end up losing that game.
Maybe. All right, but the Eagles signed Ryan Kerrigan today, Wade. Who is your Philly past their prime player?
I would say when we brought back Trotter.
Trot.
Thank
you, Wade.
Which time?
No, the third time.
Yeah, I was going to say one. Now, the first time they brought him back, that was a good deal. We went to the Super Bowl.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
No, when he was retired and he came back because of injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had already played for the team. It's really like we're looking for the player that never played for the team before, and you got him that last year that they're like Ryan Kerrigan.
Yeah, not like Iverson coming back or Jason Peters the last 3 years.
Well, they were definitely past their prime, for sure.
Right.
But Roy Green was an Eagle.
I don't remember that either.
I don't. I do, but I don't. I don't think it worked out very well.
Roy Green from the St. Louis Cardinals?
From the Cardinals, yes. Who used to crush the Eagles.
Neil Lomax?
Yes.
Stump Mitchell.
Yes, used to always
O.J.
be.
O.J. Anderson?
O.J. Anderson.
Otis Anderson?
Before he became O.J. with the Giants. Played in 1991 and 1992.
Yeah, I do not remember that.
Did Roy Green.
But I remember Neil Lomax and Roy Green.
Oh, yeah. Roy Green used to torch the Eagles.
Yeah.
Eagles would be good, and they'd go out to Phoenix and it's a given they were going to lose that game out there every year.
Roy Green. Good. Yeah, he's a good one. He was a good one.
He was good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was always a Roy Green fan.
Football wide receiver.
Yep. All right, we got Davon, New Ark, Delaware. Davon, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's good to talk to you guys.
All right.
I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
What's
up, I would
man?
Like to first say that I'm going to be a father this summer.
Oh, congratulations.
Yep, July 9th. I'm ecstatic, and I just can't wait, you know, to meet my little man. But I just wanted to share that news with you guys. But, Yeah, with the Sixers this year, I am comfortable if we make it to the Eastern Conference Finals because I believe that we're still a flawed team. I get that we're a first-place team. I get, you know, that this season has been fun to watch, you know, see Embiid at his best. But we can all, you know, say that we still have some missing pieces, you know, that this team needs.
Okay.
But I won't take away from the, like the caller, a few callers said ago. That won't take away my excitement or joy, you know, watching this series and watching what this team does. They do anything less than a second round, yes, that's a disappointment. But making it to the Eastern Conference Finals with this roster, when we know it's a flawed roster, like we know for a fact this roster could get better and the players. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see any disappointment in that. And I do see the future with these young guys, Paul Reed, Isaiah Joe, Tyrese Maxey. We actually have born-bred Sixer players that can play. We now, drafted them, we picked them, yep. And they can actually play. So the future of this team will definitely be significant because you be a first-place team and you lose in the second round, Ben Simmons, you're gone. Point-blank period. Mm-hmm. It's time to win and time to be serious. So I put that on the Eastern Conference Finals on being the best-case scenario for the Sixers. Anything else would be a bonus.
Gravy, yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm. But if they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and like you said, Ike, if they do get like swept, Ben's still going because the margin of, you know, not being good or not being up to par, I don't care if they only play two playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
This is time, and you got to take advantage of what you have around you. You have the young guys, you have Embiid, you have the coach. If Ben doesn't want to step up, you got to go. I appreciate you guys taking my call.
All right, man.
Okay, Dave. I tell you what, man, I actually the young guys, as we got a chance to watch them a little bit more over the last couple weeks, the Isaiah Joes and the Paul Reeds and even seeing Maxey a little bit more, I do like our young guys. I like the young guys. I don't see any star players, but
– Maxey can be an important role player.
Yeah, yeah. Guys that are important on your bench and gives you depth. And, yeah, I do like our young guys. I hadn't got a chance to watch – obviously, Paul Reed all year. He's playing down there in Delaware. And, yeah. And Isaiah Joe, they're down there playing in Delaware.
I like the name Isaiah Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime you get Isaiah, that's a good name. That's a good name. But watching them over the last couple weeks, I've admitted, I'd sat back and been like, okay, at least we got some guys that can play in the NBA. They can play.
That's a good step.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they aren't like I said, they aren't star players. I don't see all star caliber players.
They can
but
help fill out a roster.
Rotational players, yeah, and you need to have guys like that to help fill out your roster.
Yeah, agreed.
That way, I'm not looking at Mike Scott's and those type of guys.
God, hopefully, this is the farewell tour of Mike Scott. As far as Ben and being traded, I just wonder, like, is Daryl Morey willing to take? Like, is he willing to take two good players in a trade for Ben Simmons, right? Like, before, you could justify trading Ben Simmons, you were getting James Harden. So you're trading a franchise player, you're getting a franchise player back. I don't believe you're getting a franchise player, a true franchise player, for Ben Simmons. So what kind of a trade package are you willing to take for Ben Simmons? I mean, they don't have to trade him, right? Like, they don't have to, but you definitely feel like you're wasting time. If they go in, see, here's the thing. If Ben Simmons, if it's 4-on-5 again on offense in the playoffs in any of these series, then it's going to be tough not to have everybody thinking, all right, it's time to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what Daryl Morey is going to do.
Yeah, you best believe they're not trading Ben Simmons unless you bring back a player with a name. Because the owner has to approve that sale. And Ben Simmons moves merchandise. Ben Simmons is a 3-time All-Star. He's about to be an All-League defender.
2-time All-Star.
That's right, because he didn't get
future Hall of Famer, probably.
I'm just saying, so Ben Simmons is a young player that this fan base identifies with, although it can be frustrating at times. I see a lot of number 25 jerseys running around this city.
Oh, yeah.
So an owner is going to say, well, if I'm giving up somebody that puts butts in the seats, I'd better be bringing somebody in here that puts butts in the seat.
Right, like you can't give up when the T-Wolves traded Jimmy Butler, they got Dario and Rocco.
Right.
You can't get a couple of good players.
No,
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. What would you consider a successful season for the Sixers? Just making the Eastern Conference Finals at this point? I think it's finals or bust for me. Getting back into the Phillies conversation, how are you looking at this team right now? Glass half full or glass half empty? And give us a Philly athlete that was signed past their prime. Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Back with your phone calls next.
Hey, the NBA play-in tournament gives some teams one last shot to make the playoffs. But everyone can bet this round risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. FanDuel has teamed up with basketball legends Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith to make sure you'll get your money back if you don't win. Now, that's any user, any bet, any type of game. Now, I talked about these play-in games. Not a lot of people are happy about them, but you know what? I am. Man, this matchup, Los Angeles taking on Golden State. Woo! I'm talking about two stars in this matchup. Both former MVPs, both have won championships, multiple championships in their careers. That's a great play-in game that I'd be looking at. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about same-game parlays. Either one of those star players, you can bet points, assists, and rebounds in that same-game parlay. Now, the NBA play-in tournament is going down May 18th through the 21st, and FanDuel just made it even more exciting for you. It's all a part of FanDuel's play-in palooza. So, if you already have a sportsbook account, just open the app and opt in to claim your risk-free bet. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code Ike to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Again, exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!